Hi, everybody, and welcome to the very first episode of Spill It with CB. And today I have with me Queer Jacket.
Hi, guys.
I'm so happy that you're with me. Are you ready to spill it?
I am ready to spill it.
Great. should I confess and tell everyone that this is the second time that we're recording this? Because I am a complete idiot and completely screwed up the first recording, and we have to do it again.
You know, it's actually a really good thing that you said that, because I'm pretty sure I was going to reference it at some point.
It's totally fine. It's all good. And we just get to know each other twice as well.
I know. So much fun.
So, Queer Jacket, on a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona?
I would give it about, we totally discussed this last time, and I think I would be around, like, maybe a 6 or a 7, averaging out the audios I do with how I interact with people, because I think the audios I do, I tend to do ones that appeal to me, but not necessarily ones that are similar to the way that I am in real life. But I think I tend to be a lot more genuine when I'm leaving comments or when I'm talking with people backstage or on TeamSpeak, that sort of thing. So,
because you do scripts, right?
Yeah, I do scripts. I've only done like one improv thing that was just an idea I had on the top of my head, you know, that sort of thing. And I don't often write my own stuff. So it's, yeah, a lot of my material doesn't actually come from me.
Okay. But you're saying that the comments that you leave,
yes,
are more like yourself.
Yeah, like those, I'll be a lot more like myself. Because, I mean, at that point, you know, I'm not leaving out identifying information or anything like that. So I feel like there's no reason for me not to be genuine.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah. So what's the story behind your username?
Story behind my username is that I wanted to be super clever. And I actually, so when I came up with this username, I think I had been, I was just getting used to the fact that I could call myself queer, as an actual, like, identifying label.
Mm-hmm.
This was around the time where I had finally, like, sort of come to terms with the fact that I am actually bisexual, that sort of thing. So I was making a lot of queer jokes at that time, and I thought this was really clever, and I was like, oh, straight people have straight jackets, so what do queer people get? Because I'm queer and crazy. Ha.
Well, that's a very cute name.
Thank you.
How many languages do you speak?
I speak two fluently. I speak English and Telugu, which is an Indian language. And I can sort of speak a little bit of Hindi, a little bit of Spanish, because thank you, high school Spanish. And I think that's pretty much it.
So, can you say something sexy for us?
Ooh. I don't know about sexy necessarily, but like... Nuna kali. Nuna chala na cho. I don't know.
What does it mean? Because it sounds sexy.
It's just like, I like, I like you, I really want you. It's sort of literal because I don't know like actual dirty talk in any of these languages. I don't know, but I'm not like I didn't grow up with like friends and like a community that would teach me dirty talk in Telugu. So I'm a little lost on that front, I guess.
I've actually heard that before, from other people who speak multiple languages, like that if that's the language that they're learning just from their family, and they're not gonna hear those kinds of words or those sorts of things.
It's 'cause I mean, when is family gonna teach you like how to say I want to suck your cock in three different languages, you know? Like,
Yeah, maybe some cousins.
oh, maybe.
Well, that was very sweet. Maybe I should change that to say something sweet or sexy for us. Who's your celebrity look-alike?
I don't know that I have a celebrity lookalike. I have an actress that I'm obsessed with in part because people told me I look like her, but I don't really see the resemblance. She's an Indian actress. Her name is Deepika Padukone. And she's very pretty. She's really very pretty, I think. Prettier than I am, but I mean, I'm not going to turn down a compliment, so.
So something that I learned the last time we spoke is that your Skype picture is actually that actress, Deepika.
Oh,
And she's stunningly beautiful.
she's really very pretty. She's so very pretty.
We're gonna have to link or put her name on there so that everyone can see how beautiful she is.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If you want, pictures, I have a selection of them on hand.
Awesome.
Well, it's that sounds really creepy. Oh, God. I have not been stalking her or anything like that. I don't have just like random creepy pictures. It's because I on occasion role play online and I like have a bunch of reference pictures because I've used her as a face claim for one of the characters that I had created. So I don't know if that sounds that much better, but I like it better than, oh, I've been stalking an Indian actress.
Well, I'm gonna look her up. Maybe
Yes.
I'll just find one. Oh, there's a little scuffle happening in the background right now. Sorry about that if you guys can hear it. Who knows your secrets?
Who knows my secrets? I think a few of my best friends. I don't know that any one person necessarily knows all of my secrets. Because I tend to sort of compartmentalize my life, and my best friends are best friends from different parts of my life. So different
That's
people know
nice.
different things.
Can you tell us any of your secrets?
I'm on GWA. I don't know. I would say maybe the fact that I'm bisexual is sort of a secret in that I haven't really come out to my family properly. Some of them might have some sort of an idea. I think I like drunkenly confessed to a cousin once that I was bisexual, but that's about it. Probably the fact that I don't identify along the gender binary. So I don't necessarily identify as female, but because of the way that I've dealt with it and the way that it's manifested, it doesn't really make that much of a difference. So I don't bring it up I'm not terribly active in the community or anything like that, so there's no reason for me to be out about it. And I often don't have the energy to like explain or defend myself or my identity, so I just don't bring it up. So it's sort of a secret, I guess.
Okay. Does anyone know your GWA secret?
A couple of friends do.
Interesting.
I told a couple of friends about it, just because I thought, especially one of them would, I thought would really like GWA, so I told him about GWA, and I said that he might see me commenting on there, or something like that. And I said I had posted once or twice, and he was like, "All right, well, you know, I'll check it out." And I didn't tell him my username, nothing like that. But, you know, like 4 or 5 minutes after he said, "I'll check it out," he comes back and he says, "I think I found you." And I was like, "Really? You found me that quickly? That's, I didn't even tell you anything about it." And he was like, "Well, no, but I saw a post by someone named Queer Jacket, and that kind of humor is right up your alley, so I figured it was you."
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And does he post?
He does not. I'm trying to badger him into it.
You
I don't
should.
Know if it'll work.
We need more guys.
I know.
Okay. What bad habits do you have?
I pick at my lips a lot. That's actually a really bad habit. I don't even notice that I'm doing it. It's so gross. But like, I think partly because, so I have anxiety, and I used to have actually a lot more bad habits. Like I would bite my nails all the time. I would pick at scabs and stuff like that, and like all sorts of gross things. And I've sort of whittled them all down, but I tend to like bite my lips a lot, often to the point where they bleed. Yeah, it's really bad. I have started using lip balm way more, so it's a lot harder for my lips to get to that point, first of all. And second of all, if I'm occupying my lips with a lip balm, it's harder for me to bite at them. So I'm still working on it, but that's one bad habit that I do have.
Okay.
Super sexy, right?
You could be a procrastinator like the rest of the people who've ever answered the spelling. I think that really
is. I am also
is.
A procrastinator.
I think that is the number one answer, most common answer is procrastination. It's yeah. definitely my answer. Tell us the story of losing your virginity.
The story of losing my virginity. I'm going to skip the pointless story that I gave you last time.
Okay.
Because I tried to... I gave you, like, probably 4 or 5 minutes of build-up, and then the actual story was, like, half a minute. There's a sex joke in there somewhere. So the story of losing my virginity was that my first boyfriend and I, well, I was in college, and I was in a dorm room with two other people, and he lived in a fairly inaccessible place that I could not have visited him in. So we,
sounds
you know,
like jail.
Not a jail. No, he lived with family. And they were like super against, you know, having female company over and that sort of thing. Just because, I don't know, it was a whole family thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we didn't have a place of our own that we could go to. So finally we were like, well, but we're really horny, so we might as well stop teasing each other and just get it over with. So we ended up walking down the street to like one of the slightly sketchy hotels around campus and just got a room for a night. So we went up to the hotel and I was like, Yeah, we'll just go in. And he stopped me and he said, I need you to wait outside because if we go in together and get a room for the night, I'm pretty sure they're gonna peg you as a prostitute. So just like chill, wait for me
My
and I'll
goodness, where did you go to school?
It wasn't that bad, and well, it was sort of like a really nice-ish campus in the middle of a less nice city.
Okay.
So I don't know. I still think that he was just being sort of paranoid, but I don't know. Could have been a thing.
Well, it's admirable that he didn't want you to be pegged as a prostitute.
And it was great because we had fun. We did whatever. And we fooled around a lot and did like a few different things. Made a bit of a mess, and we felt really bad. And in the morning, we got all showered and dressed and everything. And as we were leaving, the housekeeper was walking down the hall to tend to our room. And I came out of the room first, and I was walking down the hall, and I saw her, and I smiled, nervously, but as nicely as I could. And she was this sweet old Indian-looking lady, and I was like, "Oh God, hi! I'm just going to avoid your gaze forever." And I got down to the elevators, and after a minute, my boyfriend followed, and he was like, "Did you just see the housekeeper?" Because she saw me coming out of that room and she gave me the dirtiest look. I felt really bad. There was a lot of blood. Really bad.
On the sheets. Okay.
That
kind of
oh
mess,
God.
I see. I'm sure it wasn't the first time that they've experienced that, being that close to a college campus anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you ever go back to that hotel?
No. Actually, that's a lie. I did go back once, for I think my friend's bachelor party. Well, bachelorette party rather. I did not see the same housekeeper though. So that was a nice bullet dodged. Still didn't check in though. You'll never
At least you were
know.
never accused of being a prostitute. So that's
That's
a
true.
win.
Well, not by them.
Oh, that sounds like a story we need to hear. Has someone accused you of being a prostitute?
No, I'm. Well, I mean. It was at a Rocky. I'm pretty sure someone thought I was a prostitute, but they never actually confronted me on it. So I feel like that's not a story that I get to successfully claim.
Okay. Okay, that's fair. If it ever happens, though, promise me you'll come back and tell us about
I absolutely will. I will probably be laughing my ass off.
So how frequently do you have sex with someone else?
Not frequently at all.
And, well, how about with yourself?
A little more frequently than that. Probably about at least twice a week if I can.
Okay.
Probably a little, actually probably a little more since I joined GWA. I tend to go through sort of cycles of being like heavily or needing to do something about being horny, and other times just sort of accepting that it's there and not really tending to it.
Me too.
So I've been in sort of that that cycle phase of I really need to take care of it. So I've been going pretty frequently, but other times, I mean, I've gone for probably at least months without without doing anything. So
Lately, I've been really busy and I've just been deciding that sleep is more important.
Also that, yeah. I mean, I like recently tried masturbating and fell asleep in the middle of it
Oh no.
because I was so tired.
Well,
I couldn't
it's
stay awake.
relaxing. It's relaxing. And so that
Yeah.
kind of makes sense
Exactly.
a little
Yeah.
bit. Just hope you weren't using anything battery operated because that could be dangerous.
No. That's also happened to me. So I've had actually a really bad habit of just falling asleep without any warning or any notice. And it used to happen a lot when I was really stressed, so I'm a little confused as to why it's been happening it so much recently. But I think my mic is doing really weird things. I'm sorry.
I can hear you. I can hear you fine.
Oh, okay. Then Audacity is lying to me. Sorry. where was I? What was I talking about? Right. So there was one point where I had been using a vibrator, and I fell asleep with it still on and still on me, and I woke up and I had run out of the batteries and the batteries are so expensive that to this day I have still not replaced them,
Oh
and this
no.
happened like at least a year ago.
Wow. What kind of super batteries are in that thing?
They're not that expensive, but they cost almost as much as the toy cost me. So I don't feel like I can justify the expense. So I just haven't gotten new batteries.
So I guess that means you should get a new toy.
I really should.
I'm all for new toys, recommending people buy new toys and then doing a toy demo for us.
I will. I might.
You deserve it.
I do. You are unnaturally convincing. You know that?
Come on. You know you like it. I'll send you a couple of different websites.
Oh,
Tantas
yes,
had a
thank
big
you.
sale a week or couple weeks ago now,
Oh.
and I ordered something then. A few
Oh,
things,
that
many
sounds
more things
lovely.
than I expected to, because they were having a sale, and you know I just couldn't pass up the good deal.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Have to use some of those other toys too. Okay, this isn't about me.
You should totally give us a demonstration, though.
I did do a demo of what was I using? I don't know. I think one of the vibrators, but I was really excited because I got a. It's not a ball gag because it's not shaped like a ball. It's shaped like like the first couple inches of a cock. So it's like
Oh.
having a cock in your mouth. And I just really love the way that feels in my mouth.
Oh.
I don't necessarily enjoy being gagged, but I love the way that feels in my mouth.
Yeah, no.
So
That absolutely makes
let's
sense.
go ahead and check my
Oh,
history.
yeah.
And there's a picture too.
Ooh.
So, anyway, not about me. What is your biggest regret?
Oh, biggest regret. Man, I don't know. I have also been thinking about this since the last time that you asked me. And I know last time I said that, there was nothing that I really regretted. Because my threshold for that kind of regret is to the point where I wish I could go back in time to change what had happened, and there's nothing that I really would have changed in my history. There's nothing that I feel strongly enough about that I would have changed because everything that happened sort of brought me to where I am now, and I am fine with that. I am okay with that. But thinking on it more, I regret at least not being more assertive about myself and my feelings in past relationships. Especially the first relationship that I was ever in. I was in it with someone who is or who was mentally ill, just like me, and who allowed that to guide a lot of his actions. And a lot of the things that he did, I didn't want to comment on them. I didn't want to say, or try to be like a controlling, partner, or try to tell him that his actions were invalid or whatever. I don't know necessarily what it was, but I wish I had felt confident enough in myself and my own thinking to say, I understand that, you can do whatever you want, but at the same time, I don't think so this is a smart move for these reasons. And you can do what you want with that information, but as your partner, I should be able to tell you that. So, and I don't know, just that I wish I had been able to speak up more in the past, and be more assertive about what I think, and especially when I do genuinely think it will help people. And that I'm not just, talking for the sake of hearing my own voice.
So do you
So do
think, oh, I could really hear myself then. Do you think
you
that you did that because you didn't think he would react well to what you would have said to him?
I don't know. I mean, he was relatively calm about it. He never really reacted terribly to things that I said. So I wasn't fearing like a, an outburst or like a you don't love me or you don't believe in me type of thing. But I did feel that I was afraid that he would think I was overreaching, or that I was sort of stepping over my boundaries, and that I was trying to tell him how to live his life, essentially, or I was trying to presume to know what would be best for him. Because I can think what I like, but obviously it's his life to live. And if he believes strongly in a decision and if he wants to make it, then that should be his choice. But there's a happy balance in that, I think, between the extremes of I can't tell you anything. Because it might, you might not like that I'm trying to dictate what you're doing with your life, or I think I should be able to comment on every aspect of your life.
I think some of that comes with maturity too, and experience.
And it's hard to know. It's hard to know until you've gone through it, I guess. And then until you've done enough of it to sort of hone that sense of when you should be able to speak up and when you should keep your mouth shut.
You're absolutely right. You really are. Next question is, what would you choose as your death row meal?
And Indian food of some kind. If I was on death row, I would probably have a better answer for this, but I think just something comforting. Part of me almost wants to request meat of some kind. I don't know. I don't know. Indian food or like a really nice steak. Like a really well done steak.
Do you eat
Not
steak?
no, well, yes, I do. Well done as in well prepared, not well
Right.
done as in no.
Okay.
'Cause only good steak is medium rare and anything beyond that is ruined.
I agree. 100%. Love steak. I'm definitely a meat eater.
Yeah.
What's your favorite scent besides cooked steak?
Oh, that is a hard one to top.
Isn't it though, when it's just on the grill and you can
Yeah. Right. Okay. I think citrusy scent, well, not citrus, specifically orange, because I really like orange. Well, okay, I have three that I have a hard time choosing between, but I think orange is one of them. Another one would be jasmine, just because I'm very used to the scent of jasmine, so it's very comforting. And then the third is sandalwood, which I like not only because it's comforting, but also because it's sort of a neutral scent. I don't associate it with anyone or anyone gender, so I really like sandalwood, whereas jasmine and orange I sort of associate with like femininity. So, yeah.
They're all very nice scents. I like those too.
They are,
What do you wear to bed on a regular night?
I on a regular night, it's probably like shorts and a t-shirt. Neither of them cute. I promise. I usually look terrible when I go to bed. I just because by that point I've given up. So, like these long basketball shorts with really great pockets, actually. I might have stolen the shorts from my brother, because they're like a little too big for me, and they've got great pockets that you don't find in women's clothing. So,
Oh, okay.
yeah. So shorts, and a t-shirt. Like tonight, I'm wearing a Frank Turner t-shirt because band tees, yay!
Well,
Yeah,
okay, so
that.
what do you wear on a sexy time night?
Probably the same. Just the same shorts and a t-shirt. I'm really bad. I don't. If I'm. Well, if it's like a casual hookup or something like that. Then it's probably whatever I've been wearing when I was out, which will be like cute outfit or whatever. But I don't know. If I'm in a relationship, I'm very, very casual about my relationships and my dating and all of that stuff. So I mean, obviously I'm gonna try and make sure that I'm cute and presentable, but I'm still wearing my t-shirt and my shorts, because I mean, at the end of it, you're having sex with me. You're not having sex with the clothes. So like,
Very good point.
I mean, if there's a special request or role play involved, then that changes a little. But otherwise, you know, we'll be naked anyways. Let's just get to
Couldn't agree more.
it.
Do you read in bed?
I wish I did more. I do. I love to read in bed. I used to read in bed all the time when I was a kid. The whole like grab a flashlight, grab a book, duck under the covers, which was great because I did it for years before I realized that all of my blankets were thin enough that you could see the light through the blanket anyways. So it's not like I was hiding much if I had the flashlight on. But yeah, I used to read until the wee hours of the night, and then I would wake up and be exhausted and hate myself. But yeah, so I don't read in bed recently, mostly because I'm usually just too tired, or I'm on Reddit. Damn you, Reddit.
I don't read anything anymore because I'm always on Reddit.
I know. I love reading. I really do. And I've gotten back into reading, especially because now I have a commute that has public transport in the middle of it. So I have time to read now, and I'll spend that time usually reading books. But yeah.
Who's your favorite author?
I can't choose. Oh, I don't know. Gosh. I mean, I have a few favorites, I guess, from different genres. Like, I have a couple of very cliche ones, especially because I'm an English major, so obviously I'm going to come up first with, like Shakespeare and Tolkien and Austen and Hemingway. But I keep trying to think of somebody that isn't one of those. Man.
They're all pretty great authors.
They're really great authors. I don't Jasper Ford is actually a really good author. I think he's definitely one of my favorite authors, if not my favorite. I don't know if I could choose one, but Jasper Ford, those last name is spelled FFORDE.
And he's a science fiction writer, right?
I don't know what exactly he'd be classified as. He's comedic, I would say, almost first and foremost. It's somewhere between fantasy and sci-fi. The book series that I recommend is about a woman who is living pretty much in like a world very similar to ours, but it's an alternate universe type thing. So, in it, things mostly look the same, but there's like cloning has been perfected. The Crimean War has been going on for like over 100 years by the time it gets to the setting, that sort of thing. But it's all very fun. It's not satire. It's just really good. I don't know how to describe it.
What is the name of it?
It is called the Thursday Next series. Thursday Next, like next Thursday. And the first book is called The Eyre Affair. Eyre as in Jane Eyre, EYRE. And so also what I love about the books is that the main character is working in a division of special operatives in the police force who deal with certain, different specialized, I guess, task forces. That's not the right word. Eh. But the division that Thursday is in, she works with crimes or literary crimes. So crimes having to do with stolen book shipments and like people tampering with books or claiming that there are, lost copies of old manuscripts, that sort of thing. Which sounds almost boring when you lay it out that way, but it's really not, I assure you. The series is so much fun, and there's just so much going on in it. It's very clever, and fast-paced, and it's just a great read.
It
The whole
sounds
thing.
great. I'm definitely
It
gonna look that
should. Everyone should.
up.
Get addicted to it. Then come
Jasper
find me in
Ford.
chat.
We should do a book club, maybe.
Ooh, that might be fun.
Sounds like a great idea. Can you tell us about your most recent sexual encounter?
Oh man, the most recent.
Doesn't have to be with another person.
Oh man, there was. Wow, sorry. My brain just blanked for a minute. I was masturbating quite a lot in the past couple of days. I think I was going at it for a very long time on Friday. And then I finally fell asleep.
Do you fall asleep on yourself?
I didn't actually. I did manage to like get cleaned up and like no, I did not fall asleep on myself, but it was weird. I'm pretty sure I had spent almost like 3.5 hours at it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a really long time. Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know what happened.
That's impressive. I do that sometimes too, especially when I find some sort of porn that I'm into at that time, and I just don't want to stop. And at some point though, I'm practically numb. And it's definitely not going to get any better by waiting any longer. But I do that to myself sometimes too.
Yeah, I definitely had I had very nice encouragement. But yeah, I just, you know, I almost, for some of it, I almost wasn't trying to come. I was just going at it for the sake of it because it was fun.
I know what that's like. So what one word describes you inside the bedroom?
Inside the bedroom. Switch.
Okay.
Because I can be a switch. I can top and bottom about equally. I tend to be more submissive, but I can be dominant if need be. And I have fun switching things up, I guess.
So, yeah. Outside of the bedroom, what one word best describes you?
Probably loud or obnoxious.
You don't seem like a loud or obnoxious person to me.
I don't know. Maybe it's just the Skype or something like that.
You're well behaved. Is that what you're saying?
I'm being as well behaved as I can for you.
That's okay. Next time we'll have to get drunk.
Yeah. Well, once we get drunk, I will probably definitely get loud then.
I get giggly.
Yeah.
When I drink.
There will be so much laughing.
Do you have any tattoos or piercings?
I don't. Well, I have two, my ears pierced. Just one piercing each, which I almost forget about because it seems so common now.
Yeah.
But just that. No tattoos, unfortunately. I don't have the money. And I only recently came up with a single design that I might want to get. But, yeah.
What would that, can you tell us what that would be?
It's a tattoo that would be based on the recent album art from Frank Turner's latest album. But it would it's a slightly involved design. But the gist of it is that it would be so the album is called Positive Songs for Negative People, and it's got like a plus and minus sign on it. And I was thinking of sort of getting like a heart that had that same design within it, and then having like a thin black line under it, because that would be, it's a reference to a lyrics in one of his songs.
Okay.
So yeah, it's, again, everything is just sounding really weird to me when I start like saying it out loud. But it makes sense, I swear.
No, it sounds like a wonderful tribute. You must really like him.
Yeah, he's a really good artist. He actually, a lot of it is that he just like he's very genuine. Like the latest album, it's called Positive Songs for Negative People, and there's a lot of pick me up songs, but they're a lot more relatable because the songs are all basically either I fucked up, but things can get better anyways, or the world is fucked up, and I know that everything is shit, and we're not going to sugarcoat that, but we're still alive, so why not just keep going? That sort of thing. It's very real.
I will definitely have to check that out. Positive songs for negative people.
Let me infect everyone with all of my fancies.
Have you ever come without touching your pussy?
No. I wish.
Oh, me too.
It's very, very hard for me to come in the first place. So I don't know if I've even tried ever coming without touching myself. Yeah, no. It takes a lot.
Okay.
So
What's your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself or did it just happen? And are you multi-orgasmic? So it sounds like no, you're not multi-orgasmic.
no, I'm not. Probably would be like once or twice. I don't know. For me to come, it's sort of like all the stars have to be in alignment, and there's usually a star that's like just slightly off course. So it's, I don't know. I don't come a whole lot. It's nice when it happens, but I'm almost like used to not coming, to the point where I don't really notice it anymore, almost.
But does that mean that you've still had an enjoyable experience?
Yeah, definitely. I've had an enjoyable experience. I have fun with it. But I just don't really come. And when I do, it's not that sort of like, I don't know. I don't know if this is maybe just I've read too much fanfic and romance fiction, that sort of thing. But it's a lot calmer than sort of all of the descriptions I've read and all of the ways that people have described it. So I don't find that I need to come or even always feel like I want to. I think it's just a combination of things that I almost don't focus on it anymore. I'm more focused on like the experience more than anything.
I can see that. What's on your sexual bucket list?
Having sex while suspended by rope. Yeah, 'cause so I have a bunch of friends who are all very good with rope, very good with the ties and all that sort of thing. And one time I was hanging out with them, and we went to a dungeon for college night because it was cheaper to get in, and So there's one that it's a really good one. It's fairly small and quiet. It's not at all scary. It's very open. There are strict rules on like you're not allowed to bring any sort of recording devices in. There's absolutely no alcohol permitted on nights where people are playing, and if they think you have been drinking, you are not allowed in. That sort of thing. There's a lot. They do a lot to make sure that everybody feels safe there. But yeah, so you go in, and a lot of times there will be people, hanging out who will give demonstrations or who will sort of teach people. God. I just heard noises. Sorry about
In your
that.
house?
coming from my computer, which is weird because I thought I closed everything. Sorry. But so I was in a dungeon and somebody was demonstrating ropes and suspension. So I got tied up and I got hoisted into the air. And yeah, and it was really, really fun. And then it was a little less fun because my friends decided to start poking at me, like you do when you're in a dungeon and you have fun toys to play with. And so I did that, and I've liked rope for a really long time. And once I did that, I was really into suspension because I'm normally afraid of heights, but when you're being held up like that, and especially with somebody that, is really good at what they do and, is trustworthy, it becomes a lot more thrilling. So I really like suspension. I would love to do it again. I would love to do it often. And it feels like having sex while being suspended is sort of just the thing, the next in the natural progression of things.
Yeah, wow, that sounds fascinating. I'll have to look that one up too. I do like rope work. I've never actually done it, but I hope to be able to do a little bit soon. I actually bought some rope.
Ooh.
So,
I'm terrible at it, but I have high hopes for you.
well, I'll be on YouTube watching some videos about how to do all the beautiful ties and things. I'll let you know how it
All
goes. So we're on number 20 already. Already, it's been almost an hour.
Oh my God,
So the question is, describe what an orgasm feels like to you, hopefully while having an orgasm. So you won't be able to do. We won't be able to post this one backstage. If you want to do it hysterically, you could do that
I
part separately
actually
on your
don't.
own. Okay, all right, that's fine. So tell us, describe what an orgasm feels like to you.
So an orgasm, to me, sort of just feels like a buildup of pressure and then just like a release, like a wave of almost not even pleasure, but just like a release of tension. And it's pretty nice. It is very nice and soft and relaxing. I sometimes wish, sometimes I end up questioning if it's actually an orgasm just because I hear you don't really hear much about orgasms where you're just sort of okay. Ah, good. So, I don't know. That's pretty much it. I think I'm fine with that.
Okay. Well, that's good. If that's what they are for you, then that's completely accurate. I do have one more question, and that is, what is your biggest fear?
My biggest fear. Probably abandonment is one. I just have a lot of issues with the idea of people, not necessarily people leaving me, but leaving me abruptly or not giving me closure. I guess it's sort of tied into the fact that I despise uncertainty. I don't like not knowing things. And especially when it comes to people and relationships, I would rather know all of the terrible things than be spared them for some sort of, sense or some sort of notion of like blissful ignorance. Because my ignorance is definitely not blissful, and I usually tend to go off onto the worst case scenarios right away and that sort of thing. So I would rather know everything than be subjected to my own brain filling in the blanks. So I guess my biggest things are abandonment and not knowing things.
Those are great.
Yeah,
Yeah, I don't like filling in the blanks myself either. I tend to get a little bit carried away.
exactly.
So, do you have, would you like to ask me a question?
Man.
It doesn't have to be one of these. Any question you want. I may or may not answer it, but you can ask it.
Man, don't know. What is your favorite movie?
I don't really watch a lot of movies.
Oh.
The movies that I really like are, I think about the movies that come on TV that I can't turn off, that I'll just end up watching the whole thing. But one of my favorite movies is The Breakfast Club because I think it's
Oh, yes.
perfect.
That's such a
And
good movie.
isn't it? And I think and another one is Best in Show. And it's about these group of people who are taking their dogs to a dog show. Have you ever seen that?
I haven't.
Oh, it's hysterical. Eugene Levy is one of the writers. And oh my God, Christopher Guest, I think, is the other one. And they've done several shows together. And I just adore him. And what made me think about that is because there's a new TV show on with him called Schitt's
Oh,
Creek with Eugene Levy. And his son
I've
is in it.
heard
And
of
Catherine O'Hara, who is also in, who is his wife in the TV show, but is
Oh.
also in Best in Show. It's just hysterical. It's the cast is amazing, and
Oh.
it's just it's a fantastic, funny show. The kind of humor that's sort of it's not over the top at all. It's sort of quiet and just, I don't know, just thinking about it makes me laugh.
I really like that, actually. I'll
Yeah.
have to look it up.
Yes, I highly recommend it. It's an older movie now. It's probably it's almost 20 years old. No, 15 maybe. But it's awesome. Best in Show.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, so that's it. We have finished all of our questions.
Wow.
Thank you again so very much, Queer Jacket, for joining me and for putting up with this twice.
No, thank you. It's so much fun.
Great. I'm glad you had a good time. I really enjoyed it too. And for the rest of you, if you are interested in doing the Spill It with me, just leave me a message. Send me a PM. And
Do it.
yeah. Thank you very much, and thank you again, Queer Jacket.
Thank you for having me.
Bye bye.
Bye.